Evening section. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section with special directions for each part. Part 1. Questions 1 to 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues and questions spoken in English. The questions and the dialogues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue and the question about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
do you use the internet very often?
Yes, I do. I use it for communication.
How do you communicate with it?
I send and receive emails, and I speak with my friends using voicemail. What is the main topic of the conversation? A. How to use email. B. Internet usage. C. Receiving email. D. Voicemail. E. Communication. The best answer to this question is internet usage. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Number 1. Holidays are coming up. What are your plans?
I'm going to Bali. I will go to some tourist resorts such as Tampak Siring, Bedugul, Kintamani, Kuta and Kuta Square. I will go shopping, swimming and see beautiful scenery. I'm going to be there for a week.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I envy you. What is the main topic of their conversation? Number 1. Holidays are coming up. What are your plans?
I'm going to Bali. I will go to some tourist resorts such as Tampak Siring, Bedugul, Kintamani, Kuta and Kuta Square. I will go shopping, swimming and see beautiful scenery. I'm going to be there for a week.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I envy you. What is the main topic of their conversation? Number 2. Hello, Jack. Where are you now?
I'm still at the office. Why?
I need to see you. Please wait for me there. Where will the woman go? Number 2. Hello, Jack. Where are you now?
I'm still at the office. Why?
I need to see you. Please wait for me there. Where will the woman go? Number 3.
When will you come over for dinner? Will you come tonight?
Not tonight. I promised to go to a concert with my brother.
Well, how about Friday then?
That sounds great. Why is the woman not able to go to dinner? Number 3.
When will you come over for dinner? Will you come tonight?
Not tonight. I promised to go to a concert with my brother.
Well, how about Friday then?
That sounds great. Why is the woman not able to go to dinner? Number 4. Look at me. Does this long red dress suit me, John?
I don't think so. I think the green long dress is better than the red one.
How about this short black one then?
Yes, that
dress fit the woman. Number 4. Look at me. Does this long red dress suit me, John?
I don't think so. I think the green long dress is better than the red one.
How about this short black one then?
Yes, that suits you. You look gorgeous with that one.
Which dress suits the woman? Part 2. Question 5-7. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some incomplete dialogue spoken in English, followed by 4 responses, also spoken in English. The dialogue and the responses will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. You must choose the best response to each question. Now, listen to a sample question.
Where are we going to stay?
At the Sun Hotel, near the beach.
Why there?
What will the woman most likely reply? A. Stay there. B. It provides excellent service. C. There's a hotel there. D. It's on the beach. The best answer to the question is choice B. It provides excellent service. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Number 5.
Do you have any problem with our service in this resort, ma'am?
What is the most appropriate response for the woman to give? A. Sorry, I cannot do it. B. Thank you very much. C. No, I'm satisfied with it. D. Yes, please finish it. Number 5.
Do you have any problem with our service in this resort, ma'am?
What is the most appropriate response for the woman to give? A. Sorry, I cannot do it. B. Thank you very much. C. No, I'm satisfied with it. D. Yes, please finish it. Number 6. The air pollution caused by cars and factories creates greenhouse effect and destroys the ozone layer. What is the man most likely to reply?
A. It is good for our health. B. Everything is fine. Thank you. C. Yes, it is a very bad situation. D. It would be delighted.
Number 6. The air pollution caused by cars and factories creates greenhouse effect and destroys the ozone layer. What is the man most likely to reply?
A. It is good for our health. B. Everything is fine. Thank you. C. Yes, it is a very bad situation. D. It would be delighted.
Number 7.
What's the matter, Dara? You look sad today.
My father is very ill and has been hospitalized since yesterday. What is the most appropriate response for the man to say next?
A. I hope he will get better soon. B. I think you should take a rest. C. I am glad to hear that. D. I suggest you cheer up forever.
Number 7.
What's the matter, Dara? You look sad today.
My father is very ill and has been hospitalized since yesterday. What is the most appropriate response for the man to say next?
A. I hope he will get better soon. B. I think you should take a rest. C. I am glad to hear that. D. I suggest you cheer up forever.
Part 3. Questions 8 to 11. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues or monologues spoken in English. The dialogues or monologues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue or monologue, look at the 5 pictures provided in your test book and decide which one would be the most suitable with the dialogue or monologue you have heard. Number 8.
Oh, I'm so exhausted.
What's the matter?
I ploughed the field by myself.
Why didn't you use a tractor? Which picture shows the woman's suggestion? Number 8.
Oh, I'm so exhausted.
What's the matter?
I ploughed the field by myself.
Why didn't you use a tractor? Which picture shows the woman's suggestion? Number 9.
I think I'll take a kilo of pears. Cindy, do you want any apples, mangoes, or bananas?
I need a pineapple for my diet. Which picture shows the fruit the woman needs? Number 9.
I think I'll take a kilo of pears. Cindy, do you want any apples, mangoes, or bananas?
I need a pineapple for my diet. Which picture shows the fruit the woman needs? Number 10.
I love adventure and riding fast. This vehicle is a great form of transport and can also be used in racing events. It is best suited to riding on dusty roads and rough terrain.
Which picture shows the vehicle described in the monologue? Number 10.
I love adventure and riding fast. This vehicle is a great form of transport and can also be used in racing events. It is best suited to riding on dusty roads and rough terrain.
Which picture shows the vehicle described in the monologue? Number 11. Located on the southeastern side of Bali, Sanur Beach is easily reachable from Denpasar, as it is only a 5 to 10 minute drive away. Sanur is a beautiful place to watch the sun rise over the water and to see boats anchored at the shore. Its white sandy beach is perfect for swimming or relaxing. Which picture shows the location described in the monologue? Number 11. Located on the southeastern side of Bali, Sanur Beach is easily reachable from Denpasar, as it is only a 5 to 10 minute drive away. Sanur is a beautiful place to watch the sun rise over the water and to see boats anchored at the shore. Its white sandy beach is perfect for swimming or relaxing. Which picture shows the location described in the monologue? Part 4. Question 12 to 15. Direction. In this part of the test, you will hear several monologues. Each monologue will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you hear the monologue and the question about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Question 12 and 13 refer to the following monologue.
Daniel Jacob Radcliffe is a British actor. He is best known for playing Harry Potter in the feature film series based on the popular book series. Radcliffe was born on 23 July 1989 in Queen Charlotte's Hospital, West London, England. He is the only child of Alan George Radcliffe, a literary agent, and Marcia Janine Gresham, a casting agent, who was involved in several films.
Number 12. What is the main topic of the monologue? Number 13. What is Daniel best known for? Question 12 and 13 refer to the following monologue.
Daniel Jacob Radcliffe is a British actor. He is best known for playing Harry Potter in the feature film series based on the popular book series. Radcliffe was born on 23 July 1989 in Queen Charlotte's Hospital, West London, England. He is the only child of Alan George Radcliffe, a literary agent, and Marcia Janine Gresham, a casting agent, who was involved in several films.
Number 12. What is the main topic of the monologue? Number 13. What is Daniel best known for? Questions 14 and 15 are based on the following monologue. Ladies and gentlemen, in case of emergency, take the life jacket, which is located under your seat. Pull the life jacket over your head and then fasten the jacket tape around your waist. Do not inflate the jacket until you have left the aircraft. The jacket will automatically inflate by pulling the cord. But if not, you can blow into the tube to inflate it. A light is attached to the jacket for attracting attention. The life jacket should be removed only in case of emergency. The use of TV set, AM and FM radios, and radio cassette recorders, Walkmans, and any mobile phones are prohibited on board as they interfere with the communications and navigational system. We wish you an enjoyable flight. Number 14. Where is the life jacket located? Number 15. What can interfere with the navigational system? Questions 14 and 15 are based on the following monologue. Ladies and gentlemen, in case of emergency, take the life jacket, which is located under your seat. Pull the life jacket over your head and then fasten the jacket tape around your waist. Do not inflate the jacket until you have left the aircraft. The jacket will automatically inflate by pulling the cord, but if not, you can blow into the tube to inflate it. A light is attached to the jacket for attracting attention. The life jacket should be removed only in case of emergency. The use of TV sets, AM and FM radios, and radio cassette recorders, Walkmans, and any mobile phones are prohibited on board as they interfere with the communications and navigational system. We wish you an enjoyable flight. Number 14. Where is the life jacket located? Number 15. What can interfere with the navigational system? This is the end of the listening section.